And welcome to Leftover Lunch. This is episode 11. Glad you have joined with us. To my left, I have Tyler. To the far left, I have Kyle. And to the right, I have Clark. How are y'all doing today?
And that makes you Brody.
Yeah, and I'm Brody, by the way, in case you didn't know. couldn't read my mind on that. But that's okay.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I actually just had some hot chicken just right before we started doing this. So Hashtag taste the burn.
Well, it's Tuesday, so if you guys listened to the podcast a few weeks ago, you would have found out that Tuesday is my least favorite day of the week, so I'm just getting through.
You got to really weed through some stuff to get to that, though.
Yeah, you have to weed through the fact that Tuesday is after Monday.
Yeah.
But it's, was it before Friday
on the list? Thursday's before Friday, but Tuesday's after Monday.
But on his list, though.
Friday, Thursday, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday.
There you go.
Welcome to Leftover Lunch.
There we go. That's our order of days right here.
How's it going for you, Clark?
I'm doing well today. All Tuesday's right. Not a bad day for me, so I'm just rolling right along.
I don't have anything against Tuesday either, really.
It's not a bad day. It's just the worst day of the week.
Sounds like a bad day to me.
It's just the worst day.
Brody, what about you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Here's why I'm doing good is because
We're already going to this?
No, I'm just saying for the listeners that here's what's coming up. You got to listen to what the first half of the show is going to be. I now know the gender of child number two, that my wife and I, we have our second on the way. I know the gender. These guys don't. You don't either, but that's going to be revealed.
Look at his face. It's definitely a girl.
No. So
it's a boy.
You'll find out.
His face says girl all the way.
But
because if you go back and listen to episode one, you'll know that we all just have daughters, and... I think it was pretty fresh news at that time that Brody was having another baby.
Yeah.
And so, so now he knows the gender, and when we get to the end, we'll all find out.
That's right.
But if it's not a girl, I mean, our podcast won't make it.
Well, true. We're going to have to change some things up.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's what we're labeled as. But before we get to that, what we're going to do is we're going to do a recap of the sports season for both NHL and NBA. You know that we're the podcast kind of about Nashville for Nashville, so we've talked about the Preds quite a bit, and so we're gonna just kind of cover that a little bit, how they finished up. Yes.
Once again, though, disclaimer: we're not a sports podcast. We do talk about sports because I mean, that's what's going on in Nashville right now. But you know, if you're listening and you don't like, and we do like sports, but we know that some of you guys may not, and we still want to meet your needs. But too bad today we're talking a lot about sports.
Yeah. And I'll go even further to that. Yeah, I'll talk about sports. Am I a fan of all sports? No, not really.
You like baseball a lot, though, right?
Is it your Tuesday?
It is a sport. It is my Tuesday of sports. It's not bad. It's just it's the worst, according to Tyler's logic.
It's my Tuesday.
Baseball, no. Baseball's the best, but... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so back to the Preds. Mm-hmm. They did not win the Stanley Cup.
Spoiler alert, if you guys didn't know.
But they made a historic run at the Stanley Cup. How about that?
I'm just imagining like someone who has it on DVR and hasn't watched it.
No, I was going to watch it on Thursday. Yeah. How terrible would that be? Like if you save the Super Bowl until like 2 or 3 days later.
I don't know how you could keep that. Like how you could not find out.
That's not.
Like sometimes I do that with games that come on that day that I can't watch live. I'll try to DVR it or whatnot.
But watch it that day.
Yeah, like
not late. Days later.
And I'll literally turn my phone off just so I don't find out, you know, because I don't want to know. But I don't do that very often. But yeah, I have done that. But yeah, I don't see how it's like Super Bowl or Stanley Cup final. I don't know how you could go without finding that out.
Yeah.
I must say, with having a team in a playoff system that has a series of 7 games is so stressful. And it's really tiring. Even as a fan, it's not just like one and done with football. I mean, that's just, you know, not super stressful. You can have fun watching the Super Bowl, but this is a commitment, you know, watching every single game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And it's, man, you know, just some relief now knowing who the winner is. Though it wasn't us, it's really sad. But you can look back on a really great season.
Definitely.
Yeah. I want to thank the Preds organization for listening to our podcast and taking our advice on Tim and Faith. Even though we later found out that Faith Hill also sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl that the Titans lost, which...
Yeah, somebody should have done some research
on that. How do you let that happen?
When was the last time that a team from Nashville made it to the championship game? Who sung that national anthem? Don't get her to sing it again.
But it was still a great option. Like, she definitely recovered from the last two options.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that for just, like,
But Tim and Faith are, like, they're a power couple in country music.
Yeah.
They're a power couple of Nashville.
Yep.
So it was a good choice.
Yeah.
To make for that moment. Now, obviously, was it a good choice for the Preds organization to make in a superstitious game like the NHL?
No. Nope. Should have got Dolly.
Dolly would have been great. Dolly would have definitely.
Yeah.
I just want to get out of my system how terrible Martina and Dierks were. Terrible.
That's all you got?
So Martina's voice, though, I heard is like, she's really suffering with her voice from all the years performing so well. And she just doesn't have that capabilities anymore. But Dierks Bentley, that was his best talent on display, and it was not good.
Yeah. I've got a... Yeah, I don't know about
Dierks. Like Dierks over there.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. I got beef with Dierks from way back. I won't tell you guys that story right now, but maybe one day I will. I'm pretty anti-Dierks, though.
Do you have a lot of beef stories that you could just unload on us in one episode?
Probably. I got, like, probably some sort of justification for everything that I don't like, or everyone that I don't like. So, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. We'll do that sometime. But, yeah, it was a great run by the Preds, and we didn't get Timberlake or Peyton Manning like we were hoping for, or Garth Brooks. But
Peyton Manning to sing? Is that what you're hoping for?
I wanted him to come out there and wave that towel around.
Just making sure.
Yeah, get everybody hyped up. Dude, if Peyton Manning came out there to sing, everybody would go crazy.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear him sing because everybody would be going nuts. Yeah.
So, well, that's all right. But, yeah, it was...
So that's the NHL season right there.
You can tell we don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah. I know. That Mayor Barry, she did today say that there's going to be some kind of... I don't think there's going to be a straight-on parade, but there's going to be some kind of celebration for the Preds run, which I think is warranted.
Definitely.
Like, that's they did so much for the city. Those of you that watched the game, if you watched that on NBC and just saw how... I don't know what words to describe it besides a madhouse, chaotic, but yet filled with excitement, how great it was in downtown Nashville whenever they were playing, especially that Sunday game.
Yeah. Was it like 50,000 people they estimated? That was in total inside the arena and outside watching the Preds game in Nashville.
That's what I heard was 50, yeah.
I'd be surprised
that's a lot
if it
of people.
Was only 50. Like it. Because when you look at some of those photos, you can go online and search, you know, downtown Nashville, Game 6, whatever the case may be. Game and you can see, that it's a large number.
Uh-oh. Got somebody singing over there.
Yeah. Leftover lunch is getting to you, Clark, isn't it?
Clark the Spark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So back to Preds real quick. So.
Hey, I made up my mind I wasn't going to say it first. Thanks, Tyler, for helping me out.
Anyway, so last Thursday, whenever Clark and I went to the watch party at Bridgestone, I'm telling you, if we would have scored early on, that place would have gone crazy. It was a sellout crowd, but it was just like a real game atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Like, 100%. We couldn't hear. Like, Nash was there. Paul, the announcer, was awesome. He was really hilarious. He was able to say some things that wouldn't be able to say, not like off-color things, but just joking around with some of the calls, things like that. But it was incredible.
Good. It was good.
We were up and down a lot, though. Those people were going in and out of our aisle the whole time.
Yeah, that's we wanted fun. The aisle seats for the room, so it's the price you pay. Same thing on an airplane. If you get the aisle seat for the room, you've got to deal with the bathroom guy going in and out of the aisle. Anyways.
Information brought to you by Clark the Spark.
Without me having to get up, but I'm not sure about
it. On an airplane, you can't do that.
# bathroom guy.
Hey, I made it from Istanbul to Newark without having to go to the bathroom once.
Did you drink?
I don't know.
Because that's like a double whammy.
Sounds like a yes.
If you drink or you didn't drink and then you're on like this dehydrated can that's flying through the air,
yeah,
you probably look like a prune when you got here.
It was after I was spent a week in Turkey, so.
Clark and all his insights today is incredible. Oh, man.
I'm a world traveler, man. I know about something. Flying.
Let's talk about
prunes.
Let's talk about original ideas.
Yeah. So the NHL season has wrapped up. The Preds did not win it, but they made it to game six in the finals. It's just making it to the finals was an incredible experience. I hate that they had to lose to the Penguins. Not particularly a fan of them.
How do you feel about losing to the referees?
That's who we truly lost to, in all honesty. But
man, one thing too about the Preds, though, like the game is great. I think there's been a lot more understanding and knowledge come along with this postseason run for people around knowing the game better. But also, just heard on the radio this morning, somebody said it well, that it united not just a city but a region. And so it's just incredible to see, like in Knoxville, Chattanooga, Cookeville had a watch party. Up north in Springfield, they had watch parties. I'm sure like a lot of small towns had that, but everybody was talking Preds. And so you could go up to a total stranger wearing a Preds hat, not just, you know, they would know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have that unity.
And it gave us a lot to talk about.
It did.
Yeah.
So we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're moving on.
To the NBA.
Finals.
Yes.
Which was nowhere near as good as anything that the NHL offered.
Not at all. It was... It's like with the NBA or with the NHL playoffs, like you like sad to see that come to an end, and then the NBA playoffs, you're like, I've been ready for this to be over for a long time.
We knew that it was going to be Cleveland and Golden State since what, January?
If not the beginning of the season in October, November. October,
I'd say we knew it would be then too.
And no joke, I follow sports, but today when we're talking about what to talk about. These other guys mentioned, you know, the end of the NBA Finals. And I was like, I didn't know it ended last night. And so I knew that it most likely would be Golden State. You can't put the best player in the world against the best team in the world and win. I'm talking about LeBron James. So I hate to see that.
So you just said he's the best player in the world ever?
Clark, why'd you say that?
I didn't say that. That was Brody's.
I'm a LeBron fan. I'm not saying that he's the best ever.
I just wanted to put words in your mouth and see where they went.
He did pass Michael in the most playoff points ever.
Because he's also played in more games and in more finals. So it would make logical sense that he would pass someone that only played in six finals, but who also won all six finals. Just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying.
I'm going to need you to make
NBA
your mind
was
right
over.
Now. Jordan or LeBron, what you got?
I'm going LeBron.
Can we kick him out now? You guys keep like trying to kick me out with your Clark the Spark comments.
Man, all these faces right now are looking at me and they look so depressed and sad.
Now, I just wonder if 3 or 4 years from now, we're not even going to be asking MJ or LeBron. We're going to be saying LeBron or Steph.
No.
Did you hear Brody just take out Michael altogether, LeBron or Steph?
Well, no, because Michael, obviously, he's not going to be touched. Like, we know that.
So we're just talking about for second place?
But yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, if we're talking about second place, we really...
I'm about to say, well, just, like, playing at the moment right now, modern era, if you will.
Why not... why not Lonzo Ball?
Oh, goodness gracious.
There's so much potential there, right? No, I'm just kidding.
All I know about Lonzo Ball is that he got taken to school by De'Aaron Fox twice, which was the point guard for Kentucky last year. So, yeah, but anyhow, who's keeping score?
So second place.
Yeah, you need to start putting Kobe in that conversation.
But he's not playing now.
Oh, we're just talking about people are playing now?
Okay. That was one of the stipulations, currently playing.
How many rings does Kobe have?
Five.
Yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember if it was four or five.
Yeah.
But he's not playing now.
Do you think, Golden State, if they stay together, if they stay healthy, Steph's got two now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not 30.
No.
He's not yet 30.
No, he's like... 26, 27, something like that.
So he's hypothetically got, what, let's just say 6 to 8 years of good basketball left?
Of prime, probably. Prime. Yeah.
You think he's going to get to five?
I guarantee you four.
He could get to five, yeah. They're going to have to keep that thing together, which they really seem to all enjoy playing together. So I could see them maybe trying to keep it together. I also think it's going to be hard to pay all those guys, though.
Yeah.
Because there's like...
But eventually, though, you get to the point where those players care more about the championships than their paycheck. I feel like Steph could be that guy. I feel like Durant could be that guy. Yeah. I think Klay Thompson for sure is that guy.
Well, Durant's there for a while. Steph's a free agent now, but, you know, he's staying there. I think Klay is a free agent next season. Draymond, I'm not 100% sure. But if you keep those four together and just keep surrounding them with solid role players, yeah, it's going to be hard to take them out.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. So, but, yeah, I'm a huge basketball fan, but I am glad that the NBA season is over.
I'm not a huge basketball fan, and I didn't pay attention to the NBA. So, sure, it's over. All right.
So, basketball is my Tuesday.
Basketball's your Tuesday.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Tuesday.
Basketball.
Where's it rank for you?
Definitely not Tuesday.
Basketball was my number one, like in the 90s or whatever. Like when it was all the guys that were like big time.
I'm still trying to figure out where basketball is.
What about baseball? What's happening in baseball right now, Tyler?
Well, the Braves beat the Nats last night.
The Braves beat the Nats, all right.
Yes. Beat Strasburg on top of
that. Yeah, they hit the Nats. Five home runs, right?
Who? Strasburg.
I'm playing.
I have no clue who you're talking about.
All right, he's a very good pitcher.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
But yeah, we're right in the thick of baseball season, and I know a few of us are baseball fans, and I'll probably get back to watching a little more baseball now that the Preds run has come to an end.
Probably one thing I won't do, though, is get back into the swing of fantasy baseball. I think it's so hard to keep track of.
Yeah, Tyler and I play fantasy baseball, and I think we've both stopped keeping track of it at this point.
The game is great, but
of course the 0-5 start didn't help me out. It got me disinterested real fast. So.
Do you know what fantasy baseball is, Brody?
Yep.
Okay.
Baseball that is not
is
real.
That your is that your like Tuesday of Tuesdays? Fantasy baseball? Like it's taking your Tuesday sport and then
he probably moved fantasy baseball to Monday the actual game of baseball.
I'll reserve my comments. I'll just say that.
I'm excited, though, to be... Man, we're about to transition into some football talk. I mean,
now we talking.
Yeah.
Now we talking.
It's been like 2 more months.
We're not going to talk about football today in this podcast is what I mean, but I'm saying like amongst us, we're going to start just talking about football in general. And college football season will be on the brink, and then NFL got mini camps going on right now. In a couple weeks, we're going to have training camp going on. I'm going to be extremely excited for some Titans football and some college football.
And as a listener, you're probably thinking it's like, okay, well, Nashville, that's home of the Titans. That's true, but if you are new to the Middle Tennessee area, if you're not familiar with this, college football is king. That's what people get excited about. That's what people are going to be talking about. So just be prepared.
I prefer NFL over college.
Well, that's because you're from East Tennessee.
I am.
But that wouldn't even make sense because the Vols are in East Tennessee. So why would he prefer that over?
East Tennesseans.
Are you a Vols guy too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're probably the only Kentucky fan here in the corporate jungle.
I doubt that.
Nah, there is another guy I know of.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Look, I think there's another one in our
So there's too. There's maybe like one more.
There's Kentucky fans everywhere. They're just not like as proud as I am. Like I'm
There's
totally,
only Kentucky.
I'm totally fine.
Because you're illusioned, right?
No.
They're realistic, you're illusioned.
No. I think I'm probably more loyal than the rest of them.
Okay.
And I'm okay with where we're at. So
if you follow Kentucky football, you would be more of a genuine fan. So
yes,
props to you. Only thing about being like this Nashville kind of podcast, I'm not sure how much Vandy talk there'll be.
Zero.
Let me go ahead and say zero. That's one thing we can all agree on.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Good. And Florida, right? And we can agree on that.
Florida's, and maybe
Alabama.
Makes me sick.
Alabama, we can agree on.
Cool. Oh goodness, let's not bring them up.
So even though we like the three of them have one allegiance, I have another. We all dislike the same teams, except for the teams that we.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. So,
We don't have to get into it now, but I think it'd be prudent to look at why, because we're all from Middle Tennessee. We all grew up around here. Why we're not Vanderbilt fans?
That's easy. But we'll do that sometime.
Yeah, we'll do that later. But
the real question now is: Brody going to have a cheerleader or a football player?
Oh,
that's a good question. So
or a baseball player or a Batgirl.
Neither. We'll just go with neither.
Baseball players make a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
salary cap in that sport.
Yeah.
Especially Little League.
There's not.
There is. It's a tax. But anyways.
There's not.
So what are you going to do?
So what does everybody think?
I said earlier I was the first one to put my guess in, and I said boy.
I still say girl.
I'm going boy as well.
So the show is promoted as four bearded guys with daughters.
Oh, no. It's a boy.
And the show continues.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm having a girl.
Right, another girl.
Brody's buying lunch for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Like congratulations. Like there's a All right.
Yeah, congratulations.
You heard it here first.
Man.
Breaking news on Leftover Lunch.
That means we've got hand-me-down clothes, and so that's great.
Yeah.
That means eventually a second wedding to pay for.
That is what that means.
Yeah. Good thing you're invested in.
Cryptocurrency.
Woo! There it is.
Yes. That's right.
Well, that was a good one.
So does that mean we have to invest in it to kind of help you out with those weddings?
No.
Can you tell us how, Brody? I'm just kidding. Not right now.
Hey, I've already got one of y'all.
Oh.
Yes.
Are you in? Are you in now? Officially?
I'm officially in.
Oh, snap. Did you go whole Bitcoin?
No comment.
Okay, fair enough. I understand that.
I actually did not go Bitcoin.
Oh.
I went Ethereum.
Ethereum.
Yes.
Another stop topic for another day.
Another topic
after
for another day.
After we've talked about Bitcoin, of course.
I'll give my schedule. I'm not
we'll
here.
We'll do it together.
Be sure to talk about that.
Yeah.
I'll listen in later and try to.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening today. Yeah. I hope you guys liked our quick recap of the NHL Stanley Cup playoff and the NBA Finals. It's sad to see one of them go and glad to see another one go.
Yep.
But we're going to have some fun stuff that we're going to be talking about coming up. We got two more to go this week. We'll be doing it again on Wednesday and Thursday. Like we said before, if you got anything that you'd like to hear us talk about, give our perspectives on, it'll probably be four completely different perspectives, so it could be fun.
Yes.
And Clark the Spark's got the best perspective of anybody, so tweet at him.
He's not going to talk about it, but at least he's got a good perspective.
No.
God. Oh, yeah, he won't bring anything to the table, no. But yeah.
I'll spark the conversation and let it ride.
That's it. Good deal. Well, we're out there on social media, on Twitter. Tyler, where are we at on Twitter?
Underscore.
Underscore?
Yeah.
Really? Search Twitter for underscore, right? Yeah.
At Leftover Lunch _ on Twitter. At Leftover Lunch _ on Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next time.